Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Let's return for a few minutes to the ending of The Sopranos, now that you've had 4.5 days to cool off. Okay, we will open up the phones now on the question, do you like the ending now any better than you did Sunday night at 10 o'clock? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And beyond that, I have a theory, and we're going to save a few of our lines for political conservatives because of this theory. Here's my theory, after listening to a week of media commentary on this, that the more politically conservative you are, the more you hated the ending. Now, I've been reading the papers and some websites and listening to talk radio on this, and I think I see a pattern. Liberals are kind of getting into the ambiguity of the ending and admiring David Chase for using his artistic license and getting into the philosophical speculation on what the ending means. Conservatives more want things to be black and white, not just cut to black and leave you to construe the ending yourself, and are generally suspicious of anything too artsy-fartsy anyway. They want to know, did he get whacked or didn't he? Yes or no? Just witness the difference in media. The New York Times has had things all week on guessing games people are playing and a fawning piece on how other TV directors loved the ending and things like that, while the Daily News and the Post are just ticked off and interviewing people who are just ticked off. So how's the ending sitting with you after 4.5 days of reflection? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as I said, we will save a few lines, and attention screener, we will save a few lines for anyone who is politically conservative. And we have to do that kind of affirmative action for conservatives here in the deep blue New York area. So we will save a few lines for conservatives to call up and tell us how you feel about the ending. A shout out for conservatives who watched The Sopranos, 212-433-9692. Now, while your calls are coming in, the Daily News today has an article about the cast of The Sopranos defending the ending yesterday. Many of the lead actors were in Manhattan yesterday for a charity event for the St. Jude Children's Hospital, and they talked about it with the Daily News. Tony Sirico, who played Paulie Walnuts, says in the article that he can't understand the criticism of the ending. Quote, I thought the ending was outstanding. We got Phil Leotardo. We went back to our lives. What do people want? More blood? A whole family whacked? I like that David Chase let the viewers decide. And Steven Van Zandt, who played Silvio, was even more emphatic. Listen to what Steve Van Zandt said. A conventional ending would have been a fraud. Life doesn't have tidy little endings. Even some great songs just fade out, like the last episode of The Sopranos. And on my Sirius radio show, he said, I see the opinion shifting across the country. It started out 50-50, and by last night, it was 80-20 in favor of the ending. But then, to back up my theory, this Daily News article also quotes Steve Forbes, you know, the conservative former presidential candidate who was at this charity event as well. Listen to his quote. Forbes said, I have no idea what happened to Tony Soprano. I do know that when it ended, I threw around several four-letter words like Tony Soprano would have and thought my cable went out. I hope the creator, David Chase, rushes the movie into production. There is no movie, probably, but he said rushes the movie into production because I want to know how it ended. Unquote. See, he's ticked off, and all he wants to know is how it ended. Did they get whacked or didn't they? It's like his flat tax, Forbes signature issue. No ambiguity in the tax system. Just everyone pays the same rate, period. He likes his entertainment the same way. So what do you think? How's the ending sitting with you 4.5 days later? And do you think there is any political trending here? We are saving some lines for Steve Forbes conservatives at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Lewis in Asbury Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lewis.
Good morning, Brian. When The Sopranos ended, I screamed and went, no. And now that I've watched a couple more times, I realized that's what the show was about. You know, he stayed true to what the show was about and the rhythm of the show. And I think I just got caught up in all the buildup for violence. And then I realized, hey, that's what it's about, and now I'm satisfied. By the way, I have a friend that's very conservative, and he is a big fan of the show. And he all along he said that's the way the show is. So he was always
so he was cool with it.
Oh yeah, he was pleased because he okay. All along he always said this is not Falcon's Crest. This show, there's no resolution here.
Thank you, Lewis. Now it could just be media conservatives and not just not real people. But Paul in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I'm diehard conservative, more conservative than most people I know, and I love the ending.
Did you love it Sunday night?
Yes, it started with the family. It ended with the family. And a lot of religious connotations, friends of mine were discussing.
Like
the,
what?
The hallow onion rings. They were receiving communion, and Tony being the symbolic devil, the Antichrist, receiving this hallow host. So it was all kinds of great.
Right. I see. So the onion rings, the shape of the onion rings, were symbolic of a halo, you think?
Well, that or a host, the body and blood of Christ, in the Catholic religion.
Wow. Okay, Paul.
So, but it was a great ending. It keeps everyone talking. The first time I watched the credits of The Sopranos, and I've been watching it for 8 seasons.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Hey, call us again, okay?
Thank you.
And Jay in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Brian.
So?
I thought it was great. I thought the ending kind of ambiguity just, I don't know, it led well from the 8 years that we've been watching the show. And if you look at, the Journey song that was playing, the lyrics of the song going on, oh, the movie never ends. Paying anything to roll the dice. Don't stop believing. I just thought it all tied together really well.
What's your politics?
I'm an independent, but I lean a little bit to the right on certain issues, fiscally and foreign policy, that kind of thing.
Okay, thanks a lot. Call us again. Catherine in Massapequa, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I still feel the ending was a cheat. The part of the ambiguity that was valid is that each person that came into the diner created anxiety in the viewer. You didn't know if that person may be somebody who was going to whack Tony or not. But ultimately, this is a show that had gratuitous violence throughout, and there were a lot of final ends for many characters. And to leave it open like that seemed like a way of giving themselves the option of doing a movie later.
Yeah, everybody says that. I don't know that that's what it is, but the last few callers have kind of found some meaning in speculating what they were saying about life with this ending. You haven't?
Well, the anxiety that they have to live under was portrayed in the ambiguity, that he never knows who's going to be around the corner. Regardless, in the last episode, they were anxious and they moved to the beach house. But even in their regular everyday lives, when it's not under that severe threat, there's always going to be that anxiety. So that was portrayed well. And I thought what the caller said about the host, the wafer, was interesting because the way the camera went on each face as they took the onion ring, they all took it in a particular fashion. And I saw him agreeing with the caller before the last on that. But to leave it, it wasn't in, I don't think it was honest with the show in leaving it open-ended.
Thank you for your call, Catherine. Catherine, what are your politics?
Very liberal.
Okay. Well, this theory is not panning out. It's just it's a media thing. Andrea in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Brian. I love that you're exploring this today.
Thanks.
It's funny because the last caller's sort of perspective on the open ending in the movie and the sequel was exactly what every conservative in my life had said, my husband, my parents, everyone. And I think it's quite the opposite, actually. And I think this is exactly what The Sopranos should have done and should have been. And I liked it more last night than I did even on Sunday.
Because you watched it again?
I watched it again, and it reaffirmed all of this. The Sopranos have been fighting the whole time for this Italian-American. They've been criticized for the Italian-American anxiety and, oh, all Italians are mafia. And I think the show sort of said, this is not a mafia show. This is not a show just about an Italian-American. This is a show about the dysfunctional family. And despite all of the violence, et cetera, that people want from the show, ultimately there are here four family members coming to a restaurant separately at the end of the night after a day full of fighting. And I think this is what the show's about, the dysfunctional American family of the 21st century.
So that's a good liberal interpretation.
Very liberal.
Conservatives in your life have a different take?
the conservatives in my life want the sequel. They want the movie. They want the closure. They wanted somebody to get whacked.
All right. So you're a poll taker of one, and you back up this theory.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Here's someone else. Marianne in Bedford. You're on WNYC. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Brian. I absolutely love the ending. I thought it was completely consistent with the entire 7 or 8 seasons. I think if you look at the whole series as a novel, a great novel, all the action always happens and ends about 60 or 70 pages before the end, and then the last chapter or two of the book are usually the wrap-ups. I think most people look at it and expected everybody to get whacked and killed, which would have been inconsistent with David Chase's whole point of view through the whole series. He kind of wraps up loose ends, and at the end of the day, like everybody's been saying before me, they all just come together for dinner. I never really looked at the onion rings as...
religious symbolism?
No, not at all, but I'm not Catholic, so maybe, maybe it was lost on me.
And what are your politics?
Oh, left-wing liberal. And funny thing is that my husband as well is a left-wing liberal, and all of our friends who were hoping that Meta would have gotten whacked while she was parallel parking the car and hoping for some huge ending, all conservatives. I think you're completely dead on that one.
you know what's funny? What's her name who played Meadow? Jamie Lynn Sigler has a quote in this Daily News article saying that she has no idea why they made her have so much trouble parallel parking.
It makes no sense. As a former New Yorker, I mean, you should be able to park a car that's in the space that was so big. It was just completely ridiculous. But we all wanted her just shot because of her bad parking. But that being said, I'm glad everybody survived.
Marianne, thanks a lot. A lot of people watched it multiple times, so David Chase succeeded on that level anyway. David in Brookfield, you're on WNYC. Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Brian. You know, from a political slant, you are dead on. Hated the show. Still hate the ending of the show. I pulled up my 2001 Cigar Aficionados. Got Sopranos on the cover, you know.
That's a sign of a conservative right there if you're reading Cigar Aficionado.
You know, I hated it. I mean, you know, do I expect it to be a movie? Absolutely, from Dollar's perspective. Would I want it to be a movie? Absolutely not, because then it's just, you know, trying to get additional dollars. They should have ended it right, you know, just like they started the show, you know, and it just did not. I was cursing my cable channel, you know.
You think it was all too kind of artsy-fartsy?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know about artsy-fartsy, but I was just cursing it, you know, and it should have had, you know, okay, it led up to the point, the girl was parking, all right, fine, you know, but then it went back to her again. So the tie-in was she's taking so long, she's going to be the only one that's going to survive, mm-hmm. right? And she's going to take over the family. Then they could have started a sequel movie with that.
Derek, one other thing. Since you read Cigar Aficionado, stay tuned for our first segment after the news where we're going to be talking about Fred Thompson's smoking habits, and I will leave it right there.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. And Garth in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Garth.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
Let me just start by saying I'll never look at onion rings the same way again.
I guess no one will.
But I hate it. I'm a liberal, but I hated the ending when it happened because I feel like I wanted there to be some, you know, big plot twist, some big ending. And I went back and I actually DVR'd the whole season, and I went back and I sort of watched from beginning to end again all the episodes. And once you do that, you start to sort of see, I think, another theory.
You don't have a life, right?
Well, it's like, exactly. I'm an actor. I work during the night. So I have all day. But I started to see little things like, you know, Bobby saying to him, what happens when you die? Does the music just stop and fade to black? Things like that. You can start to theorize maybe he does die, right. Maybe he doesn't die. And to me, that's the difference between the liberal perspective and the conservative perspective on it, is the liberal perspective does look at it in that sort of artsy-fartsy way. What other kind of cool, you know, writing and plot twist, as opposed to Meadow's going to survive, she's going to take over the family, and there's going to be a movie, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, but, you know, you talk about alternative ending. Of course, it ended with a Journey song, and, you know, like Onion Rings, nobody is ever going to be able to hear that song again the same way. But
exactly.
But we read that Peter Bogdanovich, the filmmaker and the actor who played Melfi's therapist, said that he was in a scene. They shot a scene where he consoled Melfi because Tony got whacked, and that didn't air And his theory was it was maybe part of the alternative endings.
Maybe.
And then they shot just to throw people off for, you know, when word might get out on the street in advance of the show.
Exactly. But I think most of all, I agree definitely with what Little Steven said, and that it's just, they whacked Phil. They did what they had. They wrapped that up, and then they went on with their lives.
Little Steven said it would have been a fraud if they had not left it ambiguous.
A smile they can share.